Birth Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth, a series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Hi, Maren here today from a quiet, dark place in Sedona. It's rare I don't use my computer for podcasts, usually because I have some notes on there or ideas that I might kind of follow along as I'm talking, but today, not so much. Sitting in the quiet, dark office with just my phone, not really knowing exactly what will come out, but feeling like I need and want to document this part of pregnancy, both for myself and because it's usually cool to hear what other people are going through, and I know that there are many of you who appreciate that. So, feeling so grateful, sitting here with this tiny little person inside me, kicking and feeling that from the outside finally, which is always such a relief and such a blessing, no matter how many times you've felt it. So I don't think it's a coincidence that really the week I start to feel pretty good movement, I also feel like I'm undergoing a huge emotional shift. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is just listening to our babies that are inside and how we can do that and why we would do that, and sometimes the huge effect that listening to them can have on our lives. I find that so humbling, this little creature, right, who's developed but not a full-grown human yet and probably plays a lot on the other side and in the other realities more than we do as humans with our feet on the earth. So much wisdom, so much knowledge, so much guidance that I think these babies can offer us, whether we want it or not, but we do need to listen. And so I've been listening, and maybe I haven't been listening up until this point, and that's why it's feeling so loud this week. Or again, maybe it's just this coinciding of movement and feeling this baby more as a real soul, as a real person, and hearing what he has to say, which is quite loud. I've been struggling this pregnancy with being tired. I've talked about that on some podcasts, and I could talk about it more, but it's not terribly interesting, just being tired. And I don't think that's strange. I keep telling myself the same thing, right? It's not really strange to be tired in pregnancy, especially when you've had many pregnancies and you have multiple children and you have a business and all these great reasons that I have to be tired. And you probably do too, even if you don't have any children yet. Pregnancy is exhausting in many ways. And so I've just been kind of battling this whole thing in my brain and in my heart. You know, why am I so tired, and what can I do better? And being really hard on myself. Am I eating well enough? Am I sleeping well enough? Do I have a thyroid problem? You know, going down these rabbit holes of like, is there something actually wrong? Is my body actually trying to tell me something? And so the answer is yes, but I wouldn't say it's my body as much as it is this baby. And I'm just now putting that together. So listening is not something we're really taught how to do in general, I think, in our culture. We don't listen that well. And do we really listen all that well to ourselves, to our own bodies, and then to these babies, to these spirits that we're carrying? 18 weeks-ish in counting, and so that's when this is all coming in for me, and realizing that being tired, it's really just a symptom of the obvious, of doing too much externally. And that's not a surprise. I've spent many of my pregnancies very outward and very creative, admit these podcasts are a result of several pregnancies, for example. And I usually just feel that creative fire in pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad or good, or that maybe later in this pregnancy I won't feel that way. I just haven't felt that way. And again, I've been kind of interpreting it as a problem or a what's wrong, when really it's just this baby. That's what I've realized. It's my body reacting and synergizing with the energy of this baby to communicate to me that, hey, external work is not that important right now. And internal being, and maybe not even internal work, but just internal being, internal knowing, being quiet, that is the space right now. And so I offer this because I think all of our pregnancies are unique. Not that anyone else's pregnancy or baby has that exact message to offer, although it might be more common than we think, just because we're used to just going and going and going, even when pregnant, and I can certainly attest to that. And sometimes it feels right, sometimes it feels good. Sometimes being out there and shining your glowing pregnant light to the world is just the recipe. It is just what you're supposed to do, and it is just what that baby requires of you. And I've certainly had those pregnancies, and really, they're wonderful. It's great to feel connected to people and connected to, you know, really great energy on this planet, and to have this baby kind of glow inside of you and be a part of this, and, you know, be recognized by people for it, because people love, a lot of people do anyway, like the glowing energy of a radiant pregnant woman that is really palpable on the outside world. So many of us have been there. That might be you in your pregnancy now, and that's fantastic. I love that feeling. But that is not this pregnancy for me. That is not this baby. And again, I just am working with the thoughts and feelings around that, because it's not something we control. And that has been a very humbling lesson. So despite what I want to do, despite all the things my brain might want to put out into the world, sitting here on my couch recording a podcast in the dark with no notes is about as much external as I can manage. And actually, it feels really internal, because it feels like I'm just talking to myself, which is part of the plan that this baby has. So again, why is this sometimes shocking? Why can this be humbling? I think for all the reasons that we well know. We think we have more control. We think, you know, being happy or outward or blissful in pregnancy is the answer, and that's the goal, and that's what we should hope happens to us. But it's humbling because, again, we don't control it. And have you ever thought about how much of your emotions and your baby, the personality of your baby, your baby's emotions, the soul path, you know, karma, all of these things, huge, huge topics, how they interplay, like what affects what? So I've been wrestling with that because I have felt, again, just really internal. And I think it's easy to interpret that as maybe sad or, you know, grumpy or depressed. And I've been wrestling with that. Like, am I feeling those things? No, I'm not actually. Like, I wouldn't call this feeling depressed. I would just call this feeling not wanting to interact with the world, but not really in a negative sense. And, you know, where does that come from? And why does this baby want it that way? And struggling with maybe this thought of, you know, what is it about this baby, for example, you know, that is kind of like subdued, you know, is there something wrong, right? Isn't that always the thought? What's going on? You know, why isn't this baby blissful and happy feeling like some of my others? And I don't think it's that simple. I think this baby is extremely wise and direct, but subtle, and isn't kind of like an overflower of excitement or broad emotion, but just kind of like an even feeling spirit, as crazy as that may sound. And so that's how it's translating, I think, in my body, is just, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong. This isn't sadness. This is simply a desire for this baby to ask me to be in my skin with him, especially as he starts to move and interact and connect. It's an invitation to go deeper with that and with myself, and for whatever reason, just not put outward energy. So when I was doing that, as I explained, I was feeling extreme fatigue. It was seriously my body and my baby's way of saying, no, redirect, redirect, redirect. The energy cannot be focusing outward right now any more than is needed for crucial projects. So there are always things we're working on here at Indie Birth that must happen, school-related classes and such. And so I'm finding now that if I can just listen, if I can just listen to what this baby is requiring of me, then kind of we're all happy. And I feel rested, and I feel like I can focus at least for a short amount of time, and I can actually get the things done that, you know, quote unquote, need to get done, rather than feeling uninspired or forced or exhausted. So it's a balance, and that's pregnancy in a nutshell. And I don't care how many times you've been through it, it's always a humbling experience of surrender. And for some women, the surrender doesn't come till birth. For whatever reason, that's just not the path. And their pregnancies play out in a different kind of way. And I feel like I've experienced those too. Again, the kind where you're just kind of, you know, in the world still, going about your thing. It's blissful. It's happy to be pregnant. And, you know, you prepare for birth in this more encompassing way, because it's kind of like life until birth, life as normal until birth. Whereas again, a pregnancy like this kind of feels like dark, but not in a sad way, just in a deeper way, like the depth of the experience. Some pregnancies too, I've noticed, are just so purely physical for some people. And I've had those too, you know, and it doesn't mean that's positive or negative. Some pregnancies are purely physical in, you know, how the body feels or is struggling even, how the weight might feel even when you gain the same amount of weight in different pregnancies, you know, how it feels in your body is the focus of some pregnancies. And again, other pregnancies have this kind of emotional focus, or maybe we'd even call it a spiritual focus. Some certainly do have a mental focus where women are wrestling and grappling with fears and, you know, maybe circumstances in life that are really difficult. So I don't think it's on accident. I don't think any of these things happen on accident. I think our life circumstances and where we are and our age and, you know, this baby, this soul, all kind of roll out this formula for how this pregnancy is meant to be experienced. I do. So that's where the listening comes in. If there really is a way that a pregnancy is meant to be experienced by each individual woman, then the only way we could know is by listening. That's absolutely the only way. There's no other woman we could ask about our own. There's no book we could read. There's no podcast we could listen to. It is purely a solitary experience in that sense. And today was the first time I really started to feel excited about that. Again, I feel like I've been in this haze of what's going on? Where am I? Why am I tired? Who is this? What is happening? And then just recently uncovered this listening. What is this baby asking of me? What does he need? And where do I go from here? That's all pretty recent. And then, yeah, just feeling this excitement now of like, oh, I hear you. I was talking with a dear friend today, kind of on purpose about some of these things, which was great because it really let me get clear to even be able to record this today, even though this might not be the most clear podcast you ever heard. It's kind of rambly, but talking with her was really helpful because she has a really good ear to listen, and she had very good insight, and really she just held space, as you know many women do, for this kind of experience and just reflecting back to me, I hear you, you know, and this is what you're saying, and this is where you're at, and there's nothing wrong. This is this baby. And she said too, I can feel it. I can feel that this is this baby's energy and his intention for himself and for you. And I almost started to cry because just that recognition, right? Just that recognition of someone hearing you and reflecting back and me realizing this is true. No matter how many times I've done this, this feels new. And how exciting is that? How exciting that I've had all these pregnancies and they've all been so different. And so different down to not even recalling the differences because they're fleeting feelings sometimes. But I don't know that I've ever had one that felt this way. So, you know, this internal and this directive, this consciously directive from the inside. So the way I came to some of this information, in case it does help anybody that's kind of looking to connect more with their baby or listen, you know, just listen. What is your body saying? What is your baby saying? Is to take the time. And that is something I wasn't doing. So it was all unfolding perfectly. I was tired and not making time and tired and not making time. And just making the time yesterday was amazing. I have to credit my husband with, I won't say giving me the time. He certainly isn't in charge of giving me any time, but he made the space by saying, I'm going to take the kids out. Have fun. And that was just what I needed. I literally laid in my bed for 2 hours and I didn't sleep. I just meditated and was quiet. And yoga nidra is one of my favorite types of meditation just because you can really, really relax your body without sleeping. And I don't always like to sleep just because then I feel like I don't sleep that great at night sometimes. So anyway, spent 2 hours in bed alone, quiet, doing these things and just laying there and feeling my belly and listening to this baby. I drew a few cards. So I have many card decks, but the deck I chose was a goddess deck. And the card I pulled was the goddess Pele. You know, who's kind of like that fiery volcanic goddess. And I interpreted the message to be, listen, the fiery kind of cauldron that she represents is often seen as the uterus. You know, the uterus really is our fire center. It's our directive voice, even if there's a baby in there. And so I felt like this card was really asking me to ask that part of myself. And of course, there does happen to be a baby there. So not only was I asking my own self, my own power center, but I was directly asking this baby, what do you need? What do I need? How can I make sense of what I'm feeling and not feel this struggle? I do want to surrender. I do. It's like birth. Like, you don't, kind of, but you know you have to be able to be in it and to get through it. And so I did. I lay there and asked these questions and just listened what he said. So the answers, again, you know, these aren't the same answers one will get in any pregnancy or with any baby. This has just been my experience and I'm happy to share. But this baby is asking for quiet and solitude and minimal distraction and lots of nature time, which has been not happening as well this summer. It's just too hot. So here we are in Arizona coming out of the hot season and feeling like, okay, I hear you. I will make that commitment. That will happen. I do hike every morning, but not the most super connective experiences, often tugging dogs along and such. So making that time, hearing this baby, and before he was even conceived, it was very clear to me that he is connected with the land. He is connected with nature. He is specifically connected with water, which is kind of hard to come by here in the desert. So these weren't new realizations. This wasn't new information, but it felt more direct, like it was coming directly from him. The information I felt like I had been given previously, you know, where does that come from, right? Source, from the universe, from ourselves. But again, very much feeling like this baby is kind of pure nature. I don't know how else to say it. Very closely associated with the elements and has this feeling of calm and ancient wisdom about him. Again, that is powerful and subtle, but not like a real flamboyant kind of energy. So all making sense, knowing that this is him. He's getting stronger, both in his own little physical body in there and also in his spirit and his intention. And just, yeah, really feeling emotional in a good way that I need to listen. And I did, and I am. And besides that, just him requesting more internal being. That's my best way of describing it. And I've said that a couple times because I really am differentiating to myself even from internal work. You know, there are those periods in life, sometimes they're in pregnancy, most often they're not, where you really are being asked to step in to something and there's work to be done and you roll up your sleeves and it's hard and sometimes unpleasant, and there's some kind of transformation there. And I don't doubt there's transformation here. There is, but it's like going to be this quiet transformation. That's what it feels like to me. So I'm not necessarily feeling like it's being asked of me to roll up my sleeves and dig in and do some big work on myself right now. It's asking me to just be with me, which sometimes is the most uncomfortable thing we can do, is just be with ourselves in all of our humanness and all of our wants and dislikes and opinions and, you know, feelings and emotions. It can be really hard. So he's asking me to just be in me, in my body right now, with him, in as quiet a space as I can muster, as many times a day as I can, keeping intellectual work and study and interaction to a minimum, keeping caring for other people to a minimum. So, you know, family excluded, really, because that goes without saying. But perhaps, you know, getting some help with the kids or having my husband take on more, although he's pretty awesome. But then not taking care of people definitely is relevant when you're a midwife. That's something that's come up for me too, to be perfectly honest. And nothing personal to anybody I am currently working with. But I've been very choosy about such things, especially with women that I would attend after my baby is hopefully here. I'm being really intentional and knowing that weeks ago, before I really listened to this baby, I just felt intuitively like, nope, after this baby, I want not necessarily a break, because I usually go back to births in a couple months, but I need a very intentional purpose here. And I can't be doing certain things. I can't be driving long distances. So already being really, really specific about the energy that I would call in. And that's for after. Right now, as I sit again in my own internalness, it's not feeling like I want to take care of people. And so that's been really hard. Still having to keep up my commitment to the couple of women that I am serving. Luckily, I know them well enough that I can be honest about some of these things too. That's not personal. You know, it's just when we're pregnant, we don't often know what will come up, and we still do our best. And honestly, I don't think it's really going to be a problem, but I just can't take on new things right now. And that comes down to other sorts of practical, boring things that we all deal with. Social media, for example, has been a big no. This baby has been very clear that, you know, that is not a part of this experience. You know, other than an occasional posting, like I'll post this podcast, or a class we have coming up, or once in a while I'll post something personal on Instagram, and that all feels okay. But sort of the way, you know, many people, and I certainly have in the past, kind of live on social media or use it for their business or both, that is pretty much off the table right now, according to this baby and listening to him. So I'm honoring that and all the feelings that come with that, as silly as they might be. Feeling disconnected often from our indie birth community or, you know, various people that I might talk to on that platform. Knowing deeply that there's nothing to be missed, that whole thing is sort of this weird, crazy external creation that, yes, does have some benefits, but ultimately doesn't shift anything inside of us and brings many of us a lot of anxiety and a lot of tension. And my baby is just saying no. You know, these are lifestyle changes. These aren't just self-care, you know, things to do. Not asking me to, you know, paint my toenails. No, this is asking for a complete break from these distractions that bring us into the external world in a way that can be really devastating, I think, for a lot of people, truly, you know, and kind of put us in a very vulnerable position externally to be on platforms like that all the time. So I don't know, maybe no one else has felt that way. That might not be relevant or, you know, but I know for a lot of you, it probably is, that those aren't uncommon feelings. And I'm just saying that this hasn't been my own conscious choice. You know, I have known those things and have limited social media, for example, in the last little bit of time, but it's really been this baby, listening to this baby that has said, nope, don't do it, that's not good. And when I do, then that's when the exhaustion and the fatigue creeps back in, because I'm not listening and I'm taking all my valuable energy that I need for myself and for this baby, and I'm funneling it externally. And it's just kind of like fizzling, you know, like a firecracker that just like doesn't really do anything fun. It just kind of fizzles in the sky. That's how I feel right now when I'm adding anything to the outside. So unfortunately, sometimes that just filters into life in general with people. You know, that's been another kind of sad almost feeling that I've had, is I'm not feeling social at all. I don't want to interact with people past my, you know, really close immediate circle, because I don't want to have to talk too much about anything, especially things that don't matter. And I don't want to have to answer texts and emails that, although important, are just adding up on this string of things that are taking me away from where I need to be. So those are the harsh realities, I guess, of having a pregnancy where perhaps you start to listen, or, you know, perhaps you have a similar experience where your baby is asking something of you, maybe lifestyle wise, or, you know, something about you or something about your external situation even that needs to change. And I know I'm not alone in that at all. I think we have been communicating with our babies for as long as we've had pregnancies, you know, forever. And women were probably a whole lot better at it a long time ago when they didn't have all this crazy external stuff. This probably wasn't even, you know, on their minds as a thing. It was just listening in a way that was intuitive and organic, and they followed as such. I really believe that to be true. I don't think these are new ideas or new techniques. We just happen to live in such a crazy, packed, stressful modern world that, you know, when we do take this time, it seems novel. And, you know, it may not seem novel to you, but I think for each of us, when we make the allowance in our lives for these things to come through, they do feel really big. And they don't have to feel really big to anyone else. They don't have to matter or be a big deal to anyone else, but they matter to us. So that's how I'm feeling. I recognize that the world is still spinning, you know, life goes on. Me realizing that my baby needed me to listen wasn't the be all and end all of the universe, not today, yesterday, or tomorrow, but it really has impacted me in the last 24 hours. It has reminded me that I am a humble experiencer of this process. It has reminded me that no matter how many times I've done this, I don't really know anything. It's reminded me just of the beauty and the purity of these souls that are coming through, and the lessons that they have for us, whether they feel really great at the time or whether they're hard or difficult. These aren't things as pregnant women that we're making up. So that's kind of a rabbit hole. You know, women that have different sorts of things going on. I mean, maybe it is depression or, again, maybe it's just a lot of drama and life circumstance in a pregnancy. You know, so many kind of like volatile or dramatic things can surface in a pregnancy. And it's not a matter of blaming a baby or the energy. It's just realizing that we're not acting alone anymore. We're not just living our lives and our body. We are carrying literally someone else, something else. And all we have to do is listen. So thanks for listening to me today. That was quite therapeutic to sit here on my dark couch and shed a couple tears and acknowledge myself and my experience and this baby for what it is, in all its beauty, in all its glory, in all its stressfulness, in all its humanness. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.